B'tachon for Life, Shir 1184, Wednesday, Parshas Tzav. Today's shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for a shidduch, Nechama Ahuva, Bas Adina Malka. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezer Hashem send her zivug hagun bekariv, and she should be zeichet to be boine, Abayis Neman b'Yisrael, L'Shem U'L'Tiferes. We are explaining that every single thing that goes on in this world is under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control. We just don't understand it. Just like Rachmana Litzlan, there's suffering in the world that we don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows better than us. The same thing when it comes to Averis, when it comes to things that seem to be the opposite of what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants. It's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, and we can't understand it. We still have to make the choices the way we understand. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to do mitzvahs. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to choose the proper path. But he also wants us to understand that whatever happens that is beyond our control is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. And that is part of the job of a Yid. To be able to juggle these two aspects. On one hand, to do his best to promote Kvod Shamayim, to do mitzvahs, to try to encourage other people to do mitzvahs, to try to restore the primacy of the Rebbeinu Shlom's covet in this world, to be bothered by the fact that we are in Gullus, that Kvod Shamayim is minimized. Yet at the same time, you have to understand that the Rebbeinu Shlom wills it to be the way it is. And therefore, things that you cannot control, whatever you cannot do, you have to understand that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So on one hand, you do what you're supposed to do, and on the other hand, you accept whatever cannot be changed. Meaning, you put in the efforts, you do what you can do, and whatever happens is the Rebbeinu Shlom's outcome. It's perfect. It's exactly what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants. That's how we have to view the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we don't necessarily see it, and it's something we have to believe, that's true. But the fact that things happen not like the Rebbeinu Shlom's will is not a demonstration of the weakness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says the opposite is true. It's a demonstration of the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara explains the pasuk, Mi chameicha bo'elim Hashem. Who is like you amongst the mighty, Rebbeinu Shlom? And Chazal explained not to read it ba'elim, but to read it ba'ilmim, which means mute individuals. Who is like the Rebbeinu Shlom that makes himself like a mute? Things happen that seems to be not like the Rebbeinu Shlom, and he acts as if he's mute. Why? Because he has calculations. That is a demonstration of the might of the Rebbeinu Shlom. That he holds back, so to speak, and he doesn't reveal his covet immediately, for whatever reason that we don't know. But Chazal are teaching us the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom does not respond, the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom, so to speak, allows things to take place, is not a demonstration of weakness. It's a demonstration of might. The Rebbeinu Shlom, so to speak, does things in the world that seem to be contrary to open Kvod Shamayim. He has reasons for it, but that is his might. That he doesn't necessarily do what would seem good on the surface, but rather what the Rebbeinu Shlom's calculations say is good.